Thank you.
Hello and welcome to the Praxis Legal fill-in for 24 hours of student power. Are our mics on?
Yes. Hello.
Good. So my name is Natalie. I am the volunteer exec here at CITR. Sometimes I illustrate, sometimes I'm in the lounge procrastinating, and my companion and co-worker, Miss Lana, is in the lounge shaking her fist at me. I believe it's positive. I think it's positive, yeah. In the stew turning up for 24 hours of student power. So Praxis Legal here.
Hello.
We like to give non-legal legal advice because one of my other companions here at CITR noted that we're actually not allowed to claim that it's legal advice. But I feel like once you listen to the episode, it will be pretty apparent that this is not real legal advice, except it is.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. It's just a different legal body reasons, of law.
It's like, ironically, it's not.
Use your critical thinking skills. You decide whether this is legal advice or not.
Know that our qualifications are that we have IBS and that we're hot. And like that's what qualifies us, right? And so that's the perspective that you're hearing.
It's so who are advice. The voices we're hearing right now?
Right.
Let's identify
so,
ourselves.
Yeah. So for sure. So I'm one of Praxis Legal's law interns and otherwise legal law extraordinaire, NOLA.
Legal law extraordinaire.
Yeah, law extraordinaire. You know, I've worked really hard to get where I am. You know, I watched that one movie with that one blonde girl, Legally Blonde, like three times.
It's a great movie.
So, that's me. Who else do we have?
All right. Hello, everybody. My name is Harper, and I am also a member of Praxis Legal. What about me? I'm an associate, I would say. I associate often.
Nice.
I also have IBS.
Her
also,
nickname is actually the Associator.
The Associator.
Mm, yeah. She associates.
No, people whenever I'm
she
like,
doesn't
where's
disassociate.
Harper? Where's Harper?
She's associating, is what people like to say about me.
Fully embodied associator.
So true. So true. Yeah. No, my mind is drawing a blank. I don't have anything interesting to share about myself today. I'm a Gemini.
Mm.
I think we covered that last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? Here it is. I am a law and society minor, so I've taken one law and society class at UBC, which I think makes me uniquely qualified and, you know, I'd say more so than most practicing lawyers.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, that's like almost as good as watching Legally Blonde.
Mm-hmm. I have an iron deficiency. That's genetic.
That's...
It's not just negligence.
Wow. That's,
and I think that my positionality really puts me in a position... where I
I didn't even know that
my positionality it puts me in a position.
Yeah, no, and like
I'm really glad that you shared that, but I would also like to posit that I have Raynaud's disease, which is basically when I don't have good blood circulation and it's pathologized, so my toes get super cold, and that really I think gives me a different way of viewing the world.
I feel like the jury box
toes
is
are
rolling.
An axis of oppression on their own.
Yeah.
The state of your toes. I think some toes. People, the people with their...
it's integral to your balance.
Second toe, longer than their first toe, that oppresses you.
That's
like
illegal.
Egyptian feet, also my feet.
Yeah.
That's another axis of oppression that I
face. My family had a lullaby that my dad would sing to my sister when we shared a room about how ugly my feet were. It was to the tune of Twinkle Little Star.
Yeah.
He sang it for 3 years.
My dad used to call me Cankles every once in a while. So that was a really sweet Ian Johnson
so
moment.
Cute.
That's adorable. Oh my God. Yeah. I love pet names.
So we're missing one important, beautiful, fantastic member of Praxis Legal.
She's going to be here soon.
Miss Maya Prishion, our beloved. Who is the VP exec at CITR. And she may or may not be joining by phone or may just show up any second now. Mm. Until that happens, I'm going to start us off with a couple songs. You're going to hear S Fire 1 by Esfire featuring Marcella, and Doggy Bag by Walk Walk Kingdom.
We will also be accepting calls for free legal advice. So while you're listening, if you want to call in, the call-in number is
604-822-2487. And thank you for reminding me, Nola. I almost forgot that was the entire basis of our show, and that's pretty important to mention. So please call in if you're interested in receiving totally legal advice. Call into 604-822-2487. Thank you.
I'm Karan Saxena, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM broadcasting from the unceded land of the Musqueam people from UBC's Point Grey campus in Vancouver. This is Forgotten British Columbia, a series on the history of the province that has been erased and those that have been forgotten. Today, we're going to talk about Hogan's Alley. A brief content warning, this episode contends with the displacement of Black communities in Vancouver, institutionalized anti-Black racism, and police brutality. So for those who might find it distressing, you might want to come back to 101.9 in a few minutes. Others, we encourage you to listen. There has been a Black community.
Hello!
Welcome back to Praxis Legal on the air on 24 during 24 hours of student power at CITR.
We have someone new here.
Hey!
Yeah, we've got Natalie in the stew.
Oh.
Natalie. You, Maya. Maya has arrived. And
woo!
The other one, Nola, and another one named Harper.
Yeah.
We made it.
In the stew. Melting pot. And that's on melting pot.
Yeah. Today we're going to be discussing the law. But in more specifics, we're going to be discussing whether or not the things that our landlords have done to us can be constituted as legal.
And just real quick, the songs that you just heard were S-Fire 1 by S-Fire, a wonderful duo featuring Sophie. So rest in peace, Sophie. Love, Sophie. Followed by Walk Walk Kingdom, their song Doggy Bag, which is also a cool Japanese electronic
tribal
as it's described online. Questionable word choice, but we'll give it to them because it's a cool song.
Thank you for selecting those, Natalie. That was awesome.
Thank you, Natalie. That was wonderful.
You're welcome, everyone.
Maya, as a brand new arrival to the show today, do you want to potentially kick us off with this hypothetical landlord situation that doesn't apply to us at all?
Before we start, I just want to say that if you hear us giving legal advice to our hypothetical landlords and you're like, wow, I could really benefit from some of that, call us in. Call in. You can call in, be on our show at 604-822-2487.
Also, we're subletting a room, so if this resonates with you and you're like, I want
to
live
say
here,
bad things about our landlords.
You should live with us.
No, but for real.
I just want to say that despite the things that our landlord, the kooky things our landlords do, it really bonds you as a member
and we'll
of
stand
Praxis
up for your
Legal
rights.
HQ.
Yeah, if you're thinking of subletting, you know
that
you're in good hands.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, and as well, like, you know, like sororities and sisterhood have that thing going through like hazing and alcohol poisoning and
we are being hazed by our landlords.
But the way that we haze at Praxis Legal to really bond each other is by surviving the panopticon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what is a panopticon, Maya?
Well, please, what I elaborate. Mean by that is not the theory version, but the Praxis Legal version that we've gone through is our landlords can hear everything through our floorboards.
They live underneath of us.
They live under us. And
like parasite reverse.
And they basically subtweet us. Like when we pass by them, they'll like let us know of all the things they've heard us do. But one of my favorite things that they do is like when they hear us make a noise, they'll text us immediately and say stop within 5 seconds. Which has happened once, and I'm so upset about it that I'll say that they do it all the time. And another thing
apparently
that
we can't crush vitamin C on the counter.
Is that legal? Is that legal? No.
Illegal. Wait. Can we have a jury vote for that? Legal or not legal?
Seconded.
Yeah. Motion passed.
Motion sustained to the Supreme Court.
Yes.
Mm.
And additionally, something else that our landlord recently did was when we weren't home and he really wanted to enter our house without giving 24 hours notice, he put an ear to the ceiling and said, "That's not true. I hear you."
We said, "Hey, we are actually all full-time students. We all have jobs. We are actually not currently at home." And he did follow it up immediately with, "Yes, you are. I can hear you. Let me in."
And we said, "That's weird because there's nobody home right now."
So I don't know who's...
And we were telling the truth, too. It would have been also messed up if we were lying. Like, it still would have been weird for him to do. But it's even more messed up the fact that we were genuinely not there.
We were simply not home.
Guys, it was him.
It was him.
Guys, it was awesome. It was like... It was our ghost. Catching him red-handed and gaslighting us vulnerable women who don't know tenancy laws as far as he knows, which is right to a fair punishment according to law bingo.
Yeah legal. I have my legal bingo right here, so if you had right to a fair punishment on your legal bingo, you can go ahead and scratch that one out.
So true. I do think that like what he was hearing was potentially our ghost. I think that could be so brought up as something, whether that is legal or illegal, potentially.
To have a ghost.
But you have to have contacts with the ghost. And this ghost is, we are thinking, the deceased father of the landlord's, well, we have three landlords. There's a mom, a daughter, and the husband.
Family trees.
The ghost is the mother of the daughter's father.
No, the dad of the...
It doesn't matter. But
the mother
blood...
of the daughter of the dad of the...
Okay,
exactly.
A man of blood relation who is a misogynist, a racist, and a homophobe who lives in the space between our upstairs two bedrooms.
And specifically, he lives in my bed.
He does live in her bed.
To elaborate further on this, I would also like to say that the fact that like Gil can hear him and we haven't heard him before makes me think that it is actually just a physical manifestation of Gil harshing the vibe.
It is, honestly, it's his aura dispatched from his body into the atmosphere and sometimes channeled through a cat that took a shit on the rug in my bath. A poopy. We are on afternoon radio. A poopy.
She had dumps like a truck.
Anyway, it took a poopy.
I do think the cat is on our side. I think it's just trying to communicate.
Yeah.
Like, I think when the cat is in there, its vibe is also severely harshed. Yeah. And it can't help it. Like, it's showing the signs of its trauma and suffering. And we can't really hold it against the cat. We just have to hold it against, you know, the source issue.
And when,
it was like sentenced to community service work or something.
Yes,
yeah,
and
or
when the
parole
spirit...
violation of a parole officer. Mm.
And
yeah.
When the spirit isn't like possessing cats, it is turning my lights on and off. I love going to bed with a dark room and then waking up to my lights just ablaze at 3 a.m. Leaving and then coming back home after a long day and knowing that, you know, someone did rip my tapestry down.
Can I add something? You said cats, and It makes me think of the Cats musical. Made in China recently did a performance. Anyway, do you guys want to sing a little bit of the Jennifer Hudson song from Cats?
I don't know that song.
You can sing a little bit of the Jennifer Hudson song from Cats.
It goes something like, love me, it's so easy to leave me.
I was beautiful then.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Get the court recorder on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stenographer on deck. I think that goes into our bingo card.
Stenny.
I say.
Stenographer.
That was felony.
That was free.
That was free. That was the thing.
That was free. Guys, that was free.
No, I think that was actually more like libel. yeah. I think
that was my deposition.
That was your deposition. Yeah, no, that was a little bit libel. That was a little bit, like not malpractice, but like.
Definitely. It's giving malpractice.
It's giving like, do they have a law degree? And no. The answer is.
Yes.
Yeah,
I have
so
a law
ways,
in society
yes.
minor that I've done 2 credits for.
Yeah. It's giving so, expert law degree. Witness.
To the theater.
Expert witness.
Do we want to bring up the next legal or not legal landlord issue? Natalie?
Yeah.
Do you have one you'd like to
Mine? Oh, honestly?
Can I do one more really quick?
Oh, go crazy.
When we first moved Silencer. In, the daughter, our landlord daughter, the daughter... said she told us a life hack about putting saran wrap on the stovetop, and she said,
I love this one.
If you guys, you know how
here's the evidence
when the stove gets dirty, it is so it, no she the fuck it's boop poopy we're on afternoon radio
bleep.
Anyway, so let me regather myself. She told us a life hack where you put saran wrap on the stovetop face to keep it from getting oil splatters.
Yeah.
And she said,
on the backsplash, on the
don't worry, guys. The saran wrap is actually a really great hack. It's not going to look ghetto at all.
Yeah.
And this.
Just pull it tight so
that would
it doesn't
be a mistrial.
Look ghetto.
That would be a mistrial.
She said ghetto to my face.
I don't know, man. I think
she
that is like.
Insanity. Because I think she was crazy
insanity.
For that.
Because she is insane.
And I know there's something like about older it generation. That's endearing. Like, there's something about it where, like, I want to let her go. Want her
right,
let her
yeah.
go.
Insanity or, like, maybe negligence.
Yeah.
I think you that know? That must
yeah.
be
negligence.
The landlord's
not,
effect
like,
on her.
Yeah.
It's not first degree. It's
no,
just kind of like
no.
a manslaughter
Class
kind
C
of a
misdemeanor.
Situation.
Class C misdemeanor.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
You know what? And yeah. with her saying that, like, I'm sure she is a strong part of the harsh vibes ghost. I'm sure that
harsh
that little
vibes.
That little statement went right into our little racist ghost.
Now our ghost is in Harper's ear whispering in bed.
Did
ghetto,
you mention
ghetto,
that
ghetto,
the cat
ghetto,
hissed on the ghost?
Gangster.
It did hit on the ghost.
Thug. Thug.
And I say, stop it. I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Violates common law consent.
Yes.
So anyway, true. Natalie, take it away.
What do I... Okay, honestly, this isn't even... I just wanted to share this moment because I was so entertained this morning. I was leaving the house and I went the wrong direction because I changed my mind and I decided I wanted to grab myself a coffee. I passed by Orna.
No way.
Who, not real name. That's not the real name.
Mm-mm.
That's
all
a made up
changed.
Name. But that's the mother. That's the owner, the landlord, the
guys,
landlord.
We told them we were going to be on the radio. What if they're listening?
They don't know which radio.
Our names have been changed.
Their names have been changed.
And this is Stephanie, Rachel, Catherine, and Marie talking right now.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So
say,
it's fun.
So
I'm glad. I'm so
Gwendolyn,
glad.
Are the landlord, mother of the other landlords, mother of landlords, passed by her, sweetest woman ever. She reminds me of my mother, which is both a sin and a blessing.
She's
I
a
think.
Sweetie. She's a wonderful
no
woman.
Contest.
She's a wonderful woman. And she does the thing that all, like, I don't know what it is about, like, I think it might be a Middle Eastern immigrant thing, as speaking as first generation, where they'll be in a conversation with you, and she was so sweet. She complimented, like, my makeup and my
skin.
She's like, you have such nice skin.
I don't like Orna. This is totally changing my...
No, and I was like, this is so sweet. Like, thank you so much. It was so out of nowhere. And she was just like, she did the thing. This is the thing. This is what I wanted to highlight. She goes, you know, I read this thing that said that if you take a banana, eat the banana, but don't throw away the peel. Take the peel and you put it on your skin and it will take away your acne in 1 hour. And
I need that.
That legal. I don't know. Every legal. Time I'm on the phone with my mom, she says something like that. She'll bring up some food item from some news article that you're supposed to put on some part of your body to cure something immediately. And I loved it because my mom used to always rub banana peels on her teeth.
Nice.
And so I was like, dude, Orna based. Yeah. Orna based. You okay. know what? People can be associated, but you got to remember they're not criminals by association.
No. Legal. And that's thank you so much to our public defender, Natalie.
There's innocent people that caught was up in
you
conflict.
Know what? I would like what to say defense. Like mm-hmm. as the Praxis Legal Law Firm has, you know, it has sharks on the team, you know. Sometimes people on the team have to be agitators.
And the noise the shark
despite,
makes.
Despite being an alpha agitative legal team, I would like to second that and say that society has gems, and you know, the people who live beneath our floor be acting up sometimes.
Catch up.
They do some silly stuff every now and then, but no mean-spirited vibes. They're good, honest people collecting that coin.
Let's not look at a binary sustained. Of good and
sustained.
Bad.
Mm. Should we talk about their no. kids though? We're illegal. Should we talk
we're
about
illegal.
Their children?
We're illegal
However,
team.
Their kids, yeah. I'm scared to touch on kids.
That's, no, that's
wait,
not
wait,
terrible.
Wait.
Oh my god.
I'm scared.
No,
to
I think
touch
it's
on
a good thing that you're done. That's that I'm really glad that you're scared to touch on
this. And this is real legal advice. Forget our disclaimer. That is actually illegal.
What I meant to say is I'm scared to touch onto the topic of children because they didn't plan to enter the business of landlordship.
I do have one thing to bring up, though, that's like not children related because we can, you know, the panopticon goes both ways sometimes. I love to keep up with our landlords. And one of the ways I like to do so is, you know, figure out what's going on in the male landlord's life based on whether or not he is playing acoustic guitar at the time. We do think that every time, you know, I don't know, he has one of the issues. Whoa.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Sorry. That every time, you know, that he tries to illegally enter our house and we deny him entry, we think that, you know, he really goes and works out those feelings by playing sad acoustic Radiohead songs on his guitar, like the incel. I'm not...
And that's a signed affidavit. That's a signed affidavit.
I don't know if I can say
right
that.
That's an expert witness.
But yeah, he plays shitty acoustic music, and I think we should talk about that.
Acoustic.
Well, people coming after my speech pediment yet again.
Speech pediment.
Legal. Hey guys, is ableism legal or not?
Legal.
Actually, yes.
No, sorry, not legal.
Not,
we
not,
can't
well,
say that.
Well,
no,
well,
illegal.
I mean, you know, if you go to the U.S.
Oh my God, not legal. It's terrible and not okay.
I'm glad we're on the same page here.
And this is what happens
baited.
When you give student power. Students power.
When you give student power.
24
hours give a student
of
power.
Students exploiting power.
24
and
hours of
oppressing
students exploiting
others.
Power. Don't you love community radio?
Incredible.
Yeah. You can be the judge, jury, and executioner.
Thank you. On that incredible note.
Time to close out.
We did spend this entire episode ragging on our landlords.
But we love them, and it's,
yeah.
it's all peace
love
and
them.
Love. And, you know, the Vancouver rental market, finicky times, but we love our landlords.
Also, do you guys want to live with us? If this sounds exciting, please let us know. If you, too, want to, like, I really think that we can, you know, there's real sisterhood to be built
there's huge sisterhood
on the ashes
and
of our landlords.
The pants can travel here. If you're interested in living in Praxis Legal HQ, dead, I was going to say dead ASS, but that's a swear word.
Dead butt.
Dead butt.
Dead poop.
Dead
poo. Bum. Butt is a swear word also.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. Dead
DM praxis.legal on Instagram.
Yeah.
So true. On that note.
Can we play my song?
Absolutely. We
Hell
will be playing
yeah.
one from each of y'all. I'm
oh
sorry
my
I took out the first two songs of the show, but we will close this show off with three songs from each of the remaining Praxis members. We've got Capulets by Salem from Maya. We've got Man I Used to Be by Chaos, a Canadian classic from Harper. And we'll end off the show with Stand Up by Tierra Whack coming from
Stand
Miss
Up.
Nola Boasberg.
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 And we'll leave you with that. Bose that Berg, my friends.
Thank you so much for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. See you later.
Go student power.
Thank you.
Catch you on the flip side.
Money came with law problems. She got me like hell now. Ask me what I'm doing with my life and shit to tell y'all. That they selling these though. We don't really need those. Rather burn some false, smoke some powder off some clean folks. I'll be rolling dollar papers, crushing Brit and breed those. I don't think I feel those. He ain't really coming back. Put that on my soul, she ain't never get a summer back. Acting like you really want it, boy, you get it laid down. If I hit your face, it started spray down, he laid down. Probably heard me laughing with a cold stare, laid there. Let the call round the trigger, roll play, stay there. They gon' die for any of us. If we goin', they come with us. Ain't no love to lose, who is you? We ain't fucking with you. I could see the only way I learned to live will make me lose. I could see the way I move. Crazy aches and dirty juice. I'ma pull this shit over right here. Then I'll make them choose. Keep them on the toes and they go. And they better know. I'ma hit him dead in his nose. And he better show. I don't have to apologize for shit. That's another day. I'ma get that little bitch poked till she run away. What the fuck are those? What they for? I'ma let them die. I don't see the road, eyes closed, I'ma let it fly. It's a once or two, and I know it's a promise stop.
Missing links like the men we used to be, and are we supposed to think? Mysteries, maybe not. It's getting hot, we better configure the plot. But I hold a pen with the grip so tight that I squeeze the ink down to the page and write a song for the people. Came up from the underground, now I ride above on a hovercraft for sound. This microphone, like an amphetamine, keeping me clean, speaking in dreams so nature can intervene. It's home received.
I tried it, I couldn't fight it. Now I just wanna get back to me. Oh, baby. Ooh, back into the man I used to be.
Feet hurt, lost some friends along the way. I did dirt, I went to church, I tried everything, from leaving my body to watching the birds sing for hours, so I could feel heavenly powers. I've been across the universe and inside of flowers, but what is it worth? I'm still just a man on the earth, the rappers are acting like Mantan. Can I be candid? I can't stand it. Rap bandits got Kevin acting frantic. I wanna swing my sword, decapitate. But what is a man if he acts like an ape? So I sit back, planning my great escape. Load up my EPS and peruse my record crate. The man I used to be, I can only see by looking beyond me. So what is reality? I don't know.
I tried it, I couldn't fight it. Now I just wanna get back to me. Oh, baby. Ooh, back into the man I used to be.
Yeah. 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 Oh, would a real nigga please stand up? And all the fakes sit down. Hold your head, hold your crown. Mm. Oh, would a real nigga please stand up? And all the fakes sit down. Let me fix my crown. Mm. Big whack, cause I eat a lot. Bitches always begging cause they need a lot. Card K with instructions, I don't read a lot. I come from the bottom, gotta feed the block. Mm. I don't need a chair, always come prepared. I am like the mayor, I am not the mayor. Gotta say a prayer before I leave the house. Coat hanging off my shoulder, gotta see the blouse. Mm. Tell me Lane, don't I look scrumptious? Mm. He keeps staring at me like he want this. Mm. $1 million, you cannot afford this. If I want it, I can make the Forbes list. Mm.
And I just can't seem to understand where you're coming from, my brother. Cause I'm just not like you.
Yeah.
Not like you.
Oh, would a real nigga please stand up? And all the fakes sit down. Hold your head, hold your crown. Oh, would a real nigga please stand up? And all the fakes sit down. Let me fix my crown. I really only smile just to show my grill. Rather have the skill than the sex appeal. Signed a Lego deal just so I could build. Hammer time, baby, this is not a drill. Mm. 6 feet, nigga, you ain't looking right. Straight edge hanging with the crooked type. First class told if you book the flight. We are not the same, we just look alike. Mm. I can trust a soul, got the guacamole. Lot of people bold, but in person fold. Mm. You are not thorough, you're plastic. Mm. I am not the queen, sarcastic. Mm.
And I just can't seem to understand where you're coming from, my brother. Cause I'm just not like you.
Yeah.
Not like you.
Oh, would a real nigga please stand up? And all the fakes sit down. Hold your head, hold your crown. Mm. And would a real nigga please stand up? And all the fakes sit down. Let me fix my crown.
To the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing.